another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody, and welcome to another live session with the Hype Magazine. Today, we've got Prince Michael. He is one of the main cast members of VH1's Love and Hip Hop Miami. And this cat, beyond the screen, is like one of the most sartorially resplendent artists I have ever seen. The cat can dress. Got a new EP that's coming out. It's called P.S. I Love You. And the first single, Poppy Shampoo Dance, was absolutely amazing. I loved it. Hey, I had to put the dance in there because that's the way you said it in the video. You know what I'm saying? You and Bobby Lights went and turned out somebody's. This was the most amazing wedding crash video I had ever seen. You, Bobby Lights, and the crew go in and turn it out. Obviously, she didn't get married to the guy that she started out messing with, but it was great. So, Prince Michael, man, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I appreciate it, but first of all, I'm Prince of Poppy Shampoo. But, the video was fun, man. It was, you know, like, with the music that I'm currently embarking on, but the goal, the plan is to just put smiles on people's faces, you know? Like, I'm not coming out saying that I want to be the next Michael Jackson or the next Prince or, you know, Chris Brown or anything like that. I just want to make music that makes people feel good, you know, enjoy it. Obviously, you know, make some money, go around the world, just put smiles on people's faces. Feel good. That's why I listen to music, you know?
Man, I'm going to have to ask you to move somewhere with a better signal because you keep popping in and out. It's really bad.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. It's just the area that I live in is horrible. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little better. Do you happen to have a landline by chance?
No, I don't use house phones.
Nobody Hold uses on. Landlines anymore. It's all good.
It's because my house is built from concrete, so the reception is horrible. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm moving.
Can you step out on the balcony? I can hear you.
Can you hear me better? I mean, I'm outside in the street now.
Yeah, I can hear you much better now, actually.
Oh, okay. So what's the last thing you heard me say?
Why don't you start from, you know, you giving us your mission for making music.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I'm the approach that I'm taking because, you know, first of all, there's a stigma out there that everyone that's on Love and Hip Hop, you know, turns into an artist. And I hate to kind of fall into that stereotype, but I personally feel for me it's just a bit different because music has always been a part of my life. It's been, you know, an escape for me. My father was a DJ. He was really big into the music scene. He's always been throwing parties. I didn't think that I would be at the forefront, but like I said, it just feels good. It feels right. Feels natural. The music I'm making is actually good. Poppy Shampoo Dance was the first song I ever made. I've never in my life been in a studio, been in a booth, record anything, and that's what kind of made me feel like, damn, I could potentially do something. This is the first time I ever stepped in the booth. That's the song that I made. The first time ever. I was in the studio with Pleasure P and Bobby Lights. So I was just like, damn, you know, this is dope. And my mission, like I said, is just to make people feel good, have a good time, put a smile on their face, make them want to get up and dance, you know? That's all I want to do, is just make people feel good. And, you know, it was cool being a promoter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my bad, brother. It was cool being a promoter, you know, showing people a good time and stuff. But I just feel like there's more to me. You know, a lot of people criticize me because I was on TV like, yeah, I came to the club with 250 girls. But it's like, you're judged based off of your performance. So as a promoter, the fact that I could garner 250 women to one location at a specific time, that's a pretty big deal. First of all, women don't even know how to get ready on time. So for me, that was an accomplishment. That's when I realized, man, there has to be something more, something bigger that I can do in life than just promoting parties if I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's some philanthropy work, like, there has to be something bigger for me in life than just being a promoter. If I could do that, like, that's not an easy task, you know? So it was just then that made me kind of start exploring other avenues and options. And, you know, like I said, the music shit, it's just natural. It feels good. It feels right. And the music I'm making is good. I just dropped a song with Kent Jones called Problem. And that song, I promise you, bro, 6 to 9 months from now, you're going to go back to this conversation and be like, holy shit.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I want to go back, though, real quick and just say that for any man, the only other person I know that has garnered more women than you in one place was Trump. And that was a protest, a million women. And so you, conversely to him, he has to be you have to be a pretty special asshole to get 1 million women in one place to protest you. So you have to be an amazing person to gather 250 women to come out and party on a given time, a given date, given time, given place. So, you know, that's a strong testament to your interpersonal skills. So shout out to you, first of all, for having the skill set and the personality to make that happen, because that's really big, and it's something that our younger generation is missing. And so, you know, bro, you're a great example, despite the fact, you know, that you think that being a club promoter isn't all that. I'm just saying that metaphor is amazing.
I don't want to say that, because you know what? I've thought about it, and, like, I've been trying to run from this whole I'm a promoter, I was a promoter. And at the end of the day, it's like promoting got me to where I am today. Promoting changed my life. I used to be in and out of jail all the time. Mm. Promoting is what saved my life. So it's like I have to show more appreciation to it, you know? It got me to where I am. It got me the relationships that I have, and it helped, you know, mold me into the person I am and help give me that self-confidence. You know, prior to that, I wasn't as confident as I am, you know, and kind of becoming, you know, quote-unquote the man on South Beach. It instilled a certain level of confidence in me. And outside of that, promoting is probably one of the few jobs in the world that you can do that have so many open avenues that you can do with it. The type of people that you meet and come across on a night-to-night basis, it's completely different. So the avenues that I can go from there. So, like I said, I just have to show more appreciation to the promoting, to the promotion game, because it did change my life.
Yeah, because I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm going, you've earned the trust of some of the industry's most serious players. You know, Diddy, Floyd, Trey Songz, Fab, you know what I'm saying? So that's a huge statement about you as a person. And so I just want to shout you out, man, because that is a big statement, and it's an example, you know, being trustworthy, you know, not only making sure that everybody's taken care of, you've got all the I's and cross all the T's, you're a detail-oriented person, and that's a big statement. Outside of the love and hip-hop thing, outside of, you know, making music as a person, this is a big statement. So shout out to you, Prince Michael. You know, definitely as a person. So back to the music, man. You know, you pulled Pleasure P. One of your 3-time Grammy nominated Pleasure P is, you know, a producer on your EP. And of course, you got in the video, you got the one and only personality of Bobby Light. I'm sorry, man. I can't even stop. I enjoyed it. And like I said, sartorially resplendent. I mean, did you pull out of your own closet? And how big is your closet? I mean, if you're partying like that,
actually,
bro.
You know, my closet's not even that big, but it's crammed. And, yeah, that suit definitely came out of my closet. I actually wore that suit for New Year's Eve. And I was just like, this is the perfect. Like, if I was going to crash a wedding and had to make a statement, that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was, it's still smooth, but it's just like, damn, I dressed better than the groom, you know?
Man, you did that. I mean, and with your Morris Day head rag on, I'm like,
yeah, with the Morris out.
Yeah, he's had the Morris on. I was like, okay, go ahead.
A lot of people don't know about Morris Day, but he's actually inspiration for me. Morris Day is a lot of inspiration. Like, a lot of the videos and music that I want to do, you know, like, the style, that's funny that you said that.
Who's your creative director? Are these ideas your own, or?
These are all my, these are all my own ideas. You know, I write my own music. It's kind of funny to think I'll say that because I haven't been doing it that long. But everything that I've made thus far, except for Problem that I dropped with Ken Jones, I've, you know, written myself. I creatively direct everything that goes on with myself. Like, if you see my next music video, it's going to be nuts.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. If you start out, I mean, it was a great debut. Poppy Shampoo done well is a great debut. You know what I mean? And so, you have Caribbean roots or something? Because
Hello? My neighbors saw me. Yeah, I'm here. My neighbors came outside and saw me. Yeah, actually, I'm Chinese, Jamaican, and white.
Chinese, Jamaican, and white.
But heavily influenced by Jamaica because, like, you know, my father is, like, a Chinese Jamaican, but he's, like, a thoroughbred Jamaican, like, you know, born and bred. My mother's a thoroughbred Jamaican. She was born and bred and came to the States. So, you know, I'm the only one that's Americanized.
Okay. How do you see bringing more of that cultural element of your upbringing in the future music?
You know, I would I'm still trying to find myself as an artist. You know, I haven't been doing music that long, so I'm still trying to, you know, fully dive into who Poppy Shampoo is. You know what I'm saying? What does he represent? What is his, you know, mission? I'm still trying to just find that sound. I would like to do more, you know, with my roots. I just have to, you know, just find myself first because, like, even now, like, sometimes, you know, I have moments where I just kind of, I feel, you know, alone because my life hasn't been as, you know, like, as simple as, you know, people may think it is or as smooth. And there's some things I've been through. So I wasn't really raised or brought around, you know, like, my Jamaican culture, my Jamaican roots. Like, I haven't been around them for maybe, like, 13 years. My family wasn't really in my life like that. So it sucks that I feel like I can't connect with a single denomination or demographic, you know, my Jamaican family or my Asian family or the white side of my family because of circumstances that I went through. I wasn't raised around them. So I'm just me, you know. But I can dance, obviously. I can, you know, do my thing. I would love to be able to dive into it more. But, you know, as of right now, I feel like I just need to find who I am first and then try to explore it. And that just comes with, you know, artistry. Like, look at Drake. Look how he's evolved as an artist over the past decade. You know, look at the things that he's doing now. So it's just something that takes time, energy, work ethic. And, you know, I just plan on putting that work in and just showing everyone.
Well, obviously, you know, discussing your background, you have the intestinal fortitude, you know, to keep going despite the challenges that you've met. And we don't have to discuss any of those challenges because I think that more importantly, we're going to concentrate on your successes because, you know, while what you went through made you who you are and helped you develop your personality, I think you have an amazing opportunity here. To make a difference and show something really, really amazing to the next generation. And for those who, you know, may say, I can't do it, you've proven that you can do it. You know, you can develop the personality to be amicable to everyone, to be someone who's trustworthy. And then you can have fun and bring the party. You know what I mean? So,
and at the end, that's all about, man, just fun, positive vibes. Good energy. All I want
to. Well, I think you have a great start. So, outside of music, man, what really makes Prince Michael pop, man? What flips your switch?
You know, it's like you said, those interpersonal relationships. Like, I love meeting people. I love getting to know people. I love, you know, exploring people. You know, that's my thing. That's what moves me. It's anything that has to do with people. I think that's why I flourished as a promoter, because I got to meet so many different people, and I'm a curious soul, you know, naturally. So it just, you know, it just works for me. But, you know, outside of the music, there are a bunch of different endeavors that I'm trying to embark on. Like, I want to, you know, diversify my portfolio, you know, like, I want to make sure that I'm financially stable later on in my life. You know, the music is great and it's fun, but, you know, music isn't solid. Music isn't, it's not a secure check, you know? I want to be good and still be able to entertain people. So, you know, I'm working on a couple of different business ideas. I have my clothing line that I still own that I'm, you know, working on that I'm going to have to relaunch soon. You know, the modeling, that's fun. I enjoy it. I'm trying to end up in Fashion Week in Milan soon. So, you know, I have a lot of plans outside of the music. I feel like me as a person, Prince, Poppy Shampoo, is just a whole brand. And that's really what I'm working on right now is just the branding and just showing, you know, the different aspects. Because I don't like to just be labeled as an artist or a musician. You know, I'm a creator. I'm a creative. And there's so much more that I can do.
I think I would not classify you as an artist, but I think I would classify you as a full service entertainer. You know what I mean? You definitely got the star quality. You know what I mean? And before y'all start sending in comments talking about, oh, you a fan? Hell no. I don't watch Love and Hip Hop Miami. I don't watch Love and Hip Hop at all. I just did my research and I, you know, took my time to learn as much as I could about this young man before we had this conversation. This is our introductory conversation. We'll have more, I'm certain, because I believe in what I've seen thus far. So anybody that don't like it, kiss my grits, for real, for real.
Love it. Love it.
I had to put that in there because, you know, they'd be like, oh, you a fanboy. I'm like, nah, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop anything because I don't care. Drama, I have enough drama. I'm 55 years old. I've been through drama, and I'm drama free. I don't care about nobody else's drama. What I care about is providing, you know, a platform for others to use their voice, especially when they're talking positive and having come from the streets to the suites, so to speak. And I think
I like that. I might have to put that in a song. Don't sue me now.
No, I ain't gonna sue you. Just give me a shout out or something. That'll be cool.
Hey, I got you. That's nothing.
Man. Is there anything else that you wanted to? Oh, let's talk about, man. So you're still doing Live on Wednesdays, and are you still doing the
program? Well, actually, nah. To be honest with you, I kind of like left promoting behind. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still have, you know, ties to Varsity. That's, you know, that's my fam. Like I said, they changed my life. You know, I'll still pop out every once in a while, you know, especially because the brother still got bills to pay. You know, we're not on TV right now, so it's a little slow.
Oh, yeah.
But, I've been taking this time and my hard-earned saved money to just really, you know, focus on the music. Like, thing is, I got to show people how serious I am. Like I told you earlier in the conversation, there's a stigma with people that get on the show that they all want to become artists. So I have to work four times as hard because, one, I'm new. Two, I'm on the show that everyone, you know, sits here and turns into an artist. Three, I am on a reality show, so I'm starting from behind. People know me from reality as an entertainer, as someone that they watch when they're bored. You know, it's a mindless thing to do. I have to grind. So that's why I have to work four times as hard. So that's why all I've been doing is just studio, running, training, trying to make sure myself, you know, I'm ready. Because honestly, the thing that I'm looking forward to the most outside of the money that I could potentially touch is performing. I cannot wait for the first time that I perform. I cannot wait to be on stage. Like, I've been in the clubs for years, dancing in the DJ booth, singing other people's songs. So now the time is going to come where I get to be on a stage full of people that are potentially just there to see me and perform my shit. That is absolutely mind-blowing.
Man. When do you plan on Impact Radio, or are you waiting for a different joint?
Well, you know, now, to be honest with you, right now, I'm in Kent Jones, you know, he wants to sign me, and we're just working everything out right now, like the radio pushing. You gotta put money into that. You know, so there's a lot more that goes into it than, you know, there's some people that can just drop a song on SoundCloud and, yeah, you get lucky and the song just blows up, but there's a process to it. So getting on the radio isn't just as simple as, here, I have a hit record, play my shit. You know, it's politics involved. There's money involved. So you got to move, you know, the right way. So I'm just trying to make sure I do everything the right way. Like you said, cross my T's and dot my I's. No one can't say anything about me. I'm just trying to move accordingly, stay in my lane, and just make great music.
Okay. All right. I got to ask you this question because I've been on set for quite a few things. What's the craft services like with Love and Hip Hop? Do they feed you all right?
Oh, man, them craft services are horrible. I was just on set filming yesterday, and I was just like, listen, y'all going to have to do something about these outdated snacks y'all got on set. I'm on set for 8, 12 hours. I'm missing my meal preps. I need some sustenance. The craft services, I mean, they have cold sodas, though. They got cold sodas, I'll say that.
Cold sodas? Cold sodas.
But the snacks ain't it, man. The snacks ain't it.
Man, no pizza, no... I mean,
no
can
pizza.
A dog get some... No duck?
Man, not even no pollo tropical.
Oh,
feel me?
Wow. Oh.
Shit, at least give me some Popeyes or churches. Something.
Come on, now. I'm cool on the churches, but I'm let's rock with the Popeyes. Come on, now. Chipotle or something.
You know, it's love baby. You need some kind of...
you know, and that's another thing, you know, I mean, people only get a chance to see, you know, an hour, so actually 44 minutes of footage for the show, you know, because, of course, you got to make space for the advertising. It's a long, grueling process, and you guys are filming, like you said, now. Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Man, each scene that people see on TV, we probably spent 4 to 8 hours filming for them to see 2 minutes. That's why it's so crazy when people, you know, they have their perceptions of you, because in 45 minutes, we have to downsize, compartmentalize hundreds of hours of filming, you know? So that's really what it is. It's hundreds of hours of filming.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it. But I'll tell you this. I know you don't watch the show, but you might want to tune in this season. I'm not going to lie to you. This season is very, very, very good. Like, I don't even watch the show. I only watch the episodes that I've been in. I'm going to watch this season just to see what everybody has going on, because it's some salacious shit.
Uh-oh. Well, I know the season... The season premieres. Now, you guys are still in season one? No, it kicked off in January.
No.
So
we're currently filming season two.
Season two. Currently filming season two, yes. Because Love and Hip Hop Miami kicked off in January of this year.
Yes.
And
the
season two premiere is scheduled for October the 8th on VH1. You're going to get a chance to see... Prince Michael.
Wait. Hold on a second. Run that by me again. What did you say?
I said your season is scheduled to kick off October the 8th, Monday, October the 8th.
Oh, really? Where did you read that at? Because that's news to me.
Yeah, I'm on the VH1 site while I'm talking to you, bro.
Really? Damn. I mean, I was just talking to them yesterday, and they said we did not air till January. But if we air October 8th, that is lit.
Unless this is an old rerun, it says Welcome to Miami, Season 1, Episode 101. You know, that might be Season 1.
Yeah, that's Season 1. I was about to say, there's no way, because we haven't even been promoting it, and that's in 10 days.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm like, I'm on the VH1 site. It has the current date on here, Wednesday, September 26th, which is the day we're actually talking to Mr. Prince Michael. And then I look down and said, let me see the schedule. Let me not mess with VH1. Y'all behind. Y'all got me all messed up live on the air. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Okay. That was my fault. Yeah. I guess I should have. I'm honest. I guess I should have. So really excited to hear more music. Now give us the name of the next song that you just dropped again.
Oh, the next song? Right now, you can download it. It's available everywhere, Tidal, iTunes, all the streaming services. It's called Problem. by Poppy Shampoo and Kent Jones. And if you can't spell Poppy Shampoo, or you don't want to spell Poppy Shampoo, just type in Kent Jones problem, and it comes up. And I promise you, bro, it's a hit. When you get off the phone, you might want to go listen to it. You could listen. You could play right now if you want to be honest with you.
I could. I guess I better. Let me go to Spotify real quick. I always go somewhere where you're going to get paid.
Hey, you get those healthy streams.
Yeah. I don't do anything like SoundCloud or whatever. And now that I know this out, I will tie this into the interview as well.
I appreciate that, man.
Nah. It's amazing. Happy Shampoo. Kent Jones. Huh. Now, the problem is there are two of y'all. That's not you.
Oh, there's two. Problem comes up twice? That's not right.
No, it's Poppy Shampoo.
Yeah, we're with two eyes.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
You know we're doing this live, right? So,
come on, I'm ready. The song is a hit.
I got you. Well, why don't you have an avatar up here on your account, man?
We just, off the whim, uploaded the song. We're still in the process of making my whole artist profile everywhere, you know? But he was just like, "Yo, the song is a hit. Let's just drop it." I said, "Drop it. Fuck it. Drop it."
You said, "Drop it, and let's just go, huh?" I ain't mad.
Yep. Let's just go. Like, regardless. Everyone's always just like, where's the music? Well, the music's out. Now it's time to put the grind in. I got to go out there and push the music. I got to go out there and go to the different cities and, force it down their throats. That's what you have to do.
All right.
Make them like it. The sheep have to be herded.
Ooh. Poppy Shampoo. Travel.
Yeah.
Featuring Kent Jones. Y'all gonna have to go to check it out. Copyright. I can't have no more than that. But it is a hit. It's bona fide.
It's a hit. It's a hit, bro.
Yes. It is a hit. And that bottom he put in that production is amazing.
Thank you, bro. Listen, I'm so, and it's a completely different sound than Poppy Shampoo dance. Like, Kent Jones is really, he's teaching me how to do the things. Like, he's teaching me how to sing the right way. Like, I was doing, some Drake, Bryson Tiller, vibe. But he's really teaching me, how to, he's helped me become a better creative, entertainer, artist, whatever label you want to put on it. And I'm so appreciative of him for it.
Hey, go get that.
The song is a hit.
The song is definitely a hit. It's official. Yeah, that's a 5 out of 5 for me, and we only played like a minute and a half. But Problem, Poppy Shampoo, it's out now.
It's out now.
You know what I mean? Courtesy of Hybrid Music Group. And, man, make it happen. Now, is Hybrid Music Group your imprint, or is that Kent Jones?
That's Kent Jones. That's the label that, that's his label. And, we're working on right now on the contract and shit. We're trying to you know, make sure everything is everything. Make sure those percentages is right, you know? You know, because everyone's always starting out, don't take deals now. But, you know, outside of that, I really fuck with Kent Jones as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you've shown me nothing but love since the moment that I stepped into the quote-unquote game. You know, he actually mm-hmm. reached out to me the second time mm-hmm. to really be like, yo, let's work together, you know? So he believes in the vision. He sees it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, 5 months in, I have this song in my hands right now ready. And this is the crazy part. I have another song, another hit. And the people don't even know it yet, you know? So it's Uh-oh. Like, I'm working, bro. I'm working.
I see you, man. Congratulations on your success thus far. I mean, you're definitely delivering. I see the potential, and I believe that probably is going to turn you around that corner. As long as you handle it right.
To change your life. You need a hit and a follow-up.
A hit and a follow-up.
The problem is the hit. We're working on the follow-up right now, but problem is the hit.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover that I may have neglected?
Man, honestly, no, that's it. You know, if everyone can just go and, you know, follow me on my artistry journey, Prince is Spoken, all my platforms, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Go and download Problem, please. I need everyone's support. You know, like, this is a big thing. And you know, I just really hope everyone enjoys the song and it makes them feel good. It makes them feel sexy when they're in the shower lathering up their hair or whatever it is that they're doing, you know? Let these niggas know the true problem, baby. Bro. Yeah.
What shampoo are you going to use? Poppy shampoo.
Poppy shampoo.
All right, Chris Michael.
You see, when I told you it's a whole marketing strategy, it's a whole brand. Poppy shampoo is a brand, brother. Listen.
Yeah.
This stay I love sure it. We'll have more conversations.
Oh, we're going to have more conversations. I'm going to stay in touch with you. We're definitely going to ensure that everybody gets a bar of that problem and Poppy shampoo dying for the fun. But this one is the hit. This one is going to make them take you serious, for real, for real.
This one is going to make them take, because they already, people already, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to make them take you serious right here. I'm looking forward to following up with you. Congratulations on, and I'm wishing you much continued success. I'm certainly, you have a friend right here at the Hype Magazine.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it so much, man.
All right, everybody. Poppy Shampoo, a.k.a.
You have a great day, bro.
Michael. All right. You too, man. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Thank you. Lamont?